Greetings. This is David Recht on Crystal Temple Radio. And I'm going to be filling in today for Amanda, who couldn't make it at the last minute. So I hope I can do this justice and show you guys a good time. I'd like to welcome you all to our radio show, and I hope you're having a wonderful day out there. Here in Portland, we have beautiful weather. It's about 80 degrees with a nice breeze, and everything's going really good here. I hope your world is going well, too. So, to start things off today, I thought I might go over just a few things that we've done during the last week. And I'll tell you, it's been quite an adventure here lately. We had a wonderful excursion to the mountains the last 2 days, where we were busy looking for some sacred sites and exploring the woods. And the weather was perfect for that. It was a great trip. And those who came along with us had a wonderful time. Last week, we had a beautiful 4th of July potluck and celebration where we had music and dancing, and we had a barbecue going on. It was a lot of fun. So I know that those of you who joined us with that really enjoyed it. And we finished that off by lighting fireworks in the parking lot. Everybody brought their fireworks. And then we went out and saw the finished finale of the local fireworks show, which was, you know, a really big show. They claimed to have the biggest one on this side of the Mississippi River. So it's quite a show. And we saw the end of that, and that was fun, too. Last week, we did a Jupiter activation where we brought in the planetary masters from Jupiter to the temple, and the planetary masters brought forth the energies of expansion and growth to the temple and all the people attending. And we also took that energy and broadcasted it out across the United States. So it's been a lot of fun things going on here lately. And also one other thing we did was Amanda gave a wonderful lecture on ancient religions from times back before in prehistory. She outlined the four basic religious followings that were around in prehistoric times that then led to our current religious structures we have today. And that was the free lecture on Sunday. So I know we had a good showing for that, and it was an interesting topic. So that kind of sums it up to where we are now. Today is Wednesday, July 9th, and I'm here on the radio with you, Crystal Temple Radio, and our phone number here at the temple is 503-249-0303. And you can reach us on the internet at www.crystaltemple.org. We are located in Portland, Oregon. And what we are is a not-for-profit spiritual community center that hosts all types of events for the evolution of body, mind, and spirit. And I guess our topic for today, we were supposed to have a guest today from Los Angeles, Elizabeth Selden, but we haven't been able to get a hold of her, so something must have come up, and therefore you get me. And I am going to talk to you about ancient mystery schools, because I didn't have anything prepared, because I didn't know I'd be on the radio, so you're going to hear the wonderful story of the ancient mystery school. And it's very interesting because these mystery schools actually provide a foundation for mankind to live on this planet and to exist and function in the way that we do in our lives. So that's very important, and it's something that affects each one of us day to day in our lives and as we go through them. The way this happens is, when mankind first came to the planet, it was necessary that there be certain energies and systems available on the planet for mankind to have his reality that he knows. And this is because, as we know from modern day science, everything that exists is energy. We live within a sea of energy that is just a vibrant sea of atoms pulsing and flowing against one another that goes on forever in our universe. And that's really all that exists, according to the scientific view, is just this giant sea of energy. Now, some people might call this sea of energy God, or some people use the term all that is, but this sea of energy is certainly something that does exist. And if you take our own flesh and blood and you break it down under an electron microscope, you can get down and start to see the basic building blocks of what our physical reality is really made of. And for us to have this physical reality, this illusion of solid matter that is formed out of this sea of energy, it requires certain structures to be in place. And what these structures are energy fields that put order to the physical materia. Now, these energy fields would be called the etheric structures. And then if you go a little farther up in the dimensional vibrational level, you will find other structures on other levels that precede the etheric structures. Now, all of these things that exist on these different vibratory levels have to be in place for mankind to have his daily life, where he walks around his town and he experiences other people. He experiences things such as trees and plants and roads and sunshine. And all of these things are made out of structures that put form to this giant sea of energy. Now, these structures are all held in place by certain levels of consciousness. And these structures exist on 12 different dimensional levels. So we would actually say that the universe as we know it is actually constructed out of 12 different vibratory levels. Now, you can think of these vibratory levels as different octaves on a keyboard. And these 12 different vibratory levels are what form the universe as we know it. And we call these, in the mystery school, the 12 physical dimensions. Now, on each of these dimensions, there are different consciousness that exist. The first dimension of these 12 physical dimensions is the level of consciousness of stones and rocks and minerals. So this is a very low, dense vibratory rate which holds together the physical material of the world as we know it. If you move up to the second physical dimension, things get a little bit more refined, and the consciousness level increases. And we have the consciousness level on the second physical dimension of plants and animals. Okay? So then you get up to the third physical dimension, and you will find the beginnings of mankind's consciousness level. Probably the lower basal drive of mankind, like to survive, to procreate, to seek shelter. These types of things may be existing on the third physical dimension and that level of consciousness. You move up to the fourth physical dimension and you're going to find a level of consciousness with the higher aspects of mankind, such as a desire to help your fellow man, or to do what's right. But third and fourth physical dimensions are the level of consciousness that most of mankind places their focus in. Now, that's not to say that man, as we know it, is a being that only exists on these dimensions. Because the truth is that mankind is made in his Father's image, made in God's image, and that mankind actually exists on all 12 physical dimensions. But it's just that we use our free will to place our focus on the third and fourth physical dimension. And so that's where we have our experience and where we live from. Now, if you move up farther to a more refined vibrational level, say the fifth physical dimension, on this level, you're going to find the archetypes for things that exist in our material world. You're going to find things that aren't quite in our physical world, but they are like just slightly above it. These would be like creatures and beings that are slightly vibrationally higher than us. And so because of this, we are familiar with them, but we don't commonly see them because they're in a different dimension. This is a dimension where you might find things like some of the extraterrestrial visitors that come to the Earth and work with the people here. You also might find beings such as the mythological beings, such as dragons and elves. They might exist on this dimension. They do have another realm where they exist, but they can also show up here because they're slightly above our vibration. If you move up to the sixth physical dimension, you will find the level of your higher self. Now, your higher self is like your God self. It is a blueprint for you. It is similar to you, but it is like you in your fully divine form. Okay? I said that we were all created in God's image, and your higher self is holding this image of you as a God. And the most wonderful thing you can do is to build a good, strong connection from your consciousness on the third and fourth physical dimension, straight up your central core to your higher self on the sixth physical dimension. As you build this bond and this communication, you will bring down into your physical being, into your level of consciousness that you have during the day, a lot of your higher attributes of, your God self, your higher self. And this will help you in your life to live a better life and to be better at creating your desires and being empowered in your life. So that's a wonderful thing. If we move up a little farther on this tree to a higher dimension yet, we move into the seventh physical dimension. And on the seventh physical dimension, we have the vibratory rate of what we call the monad. And the monad is like a spiritual parent. The monad can have different attributes like purity and faith and charity. These are focuses of what a monad might be. So these are different energies that are focused towards certain aspects of divine light, such as faith, hope, and charity. And each one of us is associated with one of these. And so on that dimension, we're actually connected to that. If you move up farther, we'll find in the eighth and ninth dimension, the group souls and the elements of the group souls, earth, water, air, and fire. You move up a little farther, we find the realm of the masters of light, and at the 10th dimensional level, and at the 11th dimensional level, we find the realm of the archangels. At the 12th dimensional level, we find Ensof, or God. Okay? So this is where everything is one. Up at the 12th dimensional level, everything is one, everything is in unison, and there's no separation. So this kind of gives you a brief outline of the 12th dimensional structure of our universe. And this is a deep mystery school teaching. which can be elaborated on greatly in mystery school training. And I encourage all of you to find a place to receive this training in your area. The Rocky Mountain Mystery School trains in over 22 countries in the world. And it is quite an amazing thing, the knowledge held within this school. And since the subject is, I told you I'd tell you about the mystery school, I better get back to that. So what happened is, when mankind came to the earth, he needed all 12 of these dimensions functioning and all these energy structures in place on different dimensions so that he could have an experience here in the physical world. And so this was set up by some beings which we call the Hierarchy of Light. The Hierarchy of Light is a group of beings composed of the angels, the Masters of Light. There's lots of mythological beings and races that are part of this hierarchy. There are some extraterrestrials that are involved with the hierarchy and work hand in hand with the hierarchy, assisting mankind in their spiritual growth. And then there are beings that are actually in physical bodies incarnate on the planet that are working with this Hierarchy of Light. So this Hierarchy of Light had to set up a structure within which mankind could experience a physical life and a physical reality living within the duality of this planet. And to do this, it set forth representatives upon the planet. And these representatives that were here on the planet actually came at the start of mankind's experience on the planet. So they have been here the whole time that mankind has been having this experience. And what these beings have been doing is they have been holding the reality stable, so that mankind could have this experience and create his life and learn his lessons here in this realm. Now, to do this, there was numerous beings which set up what we call mystery schools in different places around the world. Now, mystery school is a relatively modern term. It probably goes back 3,000 years or so. But so I don't know what they would have been called before that. But there was beings that worked together in certain holy places, like monasteries and things like that, where monks would work together to hold certain energy forms. And through their meditation and their ritual and the divine knowledge which was passed on to them from this Hierarchy of Light and the angels, they would create certain energy structures and anchor them into the physical realm, into the planet. This is necessary for mankind to have this experience, because, as we know, the angels and the Masters of Light, they work at a higher vibratory rate. They exist on a higher dimension than the level of our consciousness. And for us to have the experience down at this lower level, there had to be certain beings that took on the responsibility of stepping the energies down to a lower vibratory level, such that they were available for the common man. And so around the world, in specific positions, which corresponded with certain acupuncture points of the earth and crossings of specific ley lines, these monks would work in their monasteries to hold certain energies from God and bring them down into the physical and anchor them into the earth itself, such that mankind could have the experience it does. And this is the origins of the mystery school. These beings who did this work came to the earth with full knowledge of what they were doing, and working in complete cooperation with the Hierarchy of Light, with specific assignments to complete, to hold these energies. And to do this work, they usually were off in a secluded area where nobody could bother them, and where they worked their secrets, their ancient knowledge, for year after year and century after century, without interruption or interference from the common man and the goings on out in the world. These, over time, became known as the mystery schools because they were such a mystery. They had strong power. They were very mysterious. Nobody really knew what was going on there because it was all secret. And thus it was such a mystery. And they were called schools because they did teach people, but they were not open to the public. The way they recruited students was the hierarchy of light would tell the people working in the monastery that they were to go out and recruit a certain person. They would actually get a location and a name. And these were people who had been born to fulfill this role. They were people who came to the planet with a plan that they made in spirit to fulfill this role and to be in service to mankind by bringing certain energies to the planet. And so these people then, when they got to the right age, were called upon by the mystery school. The mystery school would come to their door, or in more recent times, maybe send them a letter. And the mystery school would tell them that they were invited to come and train at a certain monastery or place, if they were interested in receiving higher teachings of spiritual nature, something to that effect. And then the person would have an opportunity to then come and train, and if they did a good job, and if it worked out, they would then eventually get taught more and eventually initiated into the lineage of these people doing this work. So, over thousands and thousands of years, that's how this has gone on. And information has been passed by an oral tradition from teacher to student over thousands of years within these secret societies in certain monasteries hidden in faraway places around the world. And this is the lineage of the mystery school. So in case any of you have just tuned in, I'm David Recht, and this is Crystal Temple Radio. And today I'm talking with you about mystery schools and their lineage here on the planet and why they're needed and what they do to serve mankind. And I am the director of the Crystal Temple in Portland, Oregon, which is a 10,000 square foot facility dedicated to the advancement of mankind in his evolution, his spiritual, physical, and emotional growth. So I welcome you to the show. If you wish to contact us, you can visit our website at www.crystaltemple.org, or you may reach us by phone at 503-249-0303. And again, I apologize for not having Elizabeth on the radio today. We don't know what happened, but she wasn't around when it came time for the radio show. She's down in Los Angeles, and something must have come up. Maybe it's the traffic. But we have a wonderful show today talking about the mystery schools, and I'll get back to that. So these mystery schools have been around for thousands of years. And I talked about how they were serving mankind by bringing certain energies to the planet that they needed. Eventually, we got to a point where the mystery schools were holding seven different chakra energies for the planet. Each mystery school was holding a different chakra in a different country. And the United States Mystery School was holding the heart chakra. The United States Mystery School is the one that took on the name of Rocky Mountain Mystery School. And this is the one that is open to the public and you can train with today. If you are interested in finding out about receiving training, you can visit us or call us, or you can go to the Rocky Mountain Mystery School's international website, which is rmmsint.com. That stands for Rocky Mountain Mystery School International.com. And there you can learn about the different areas where teaching is available and the different teaching programs that are commonly available on a regular basis. But I will tell you, there's no end to the teaching. There's always a new program being brought forth because we've only scratched the surface of this ancient knowledge. So, as time went on, these teachers were teaching the students within these secret monasteries. And when the student got to a certain level, it was time for them to receive what we call an initiation. They had shown themselves worthy in their service and in their study, and they had developed their spiritual gifts to a certain point where they were coming into control of their ego and their life. So the masters would bestow upon the student what we call an initiation. And with this initiation, they were initiated into a brotherhood that goes back from to the beginning of mankind's time on earth. A brotherhood that has held these secrets sacred and passed down these secrets from person to person for thousands of years. These secrets are all the teachings of what mankind is, where mankind comes from, where mankind is going, and how to get there in the quickest way. They're very powerful teachings for the fulfillment and empowerment of your life. And they are available through the mystery school. So with the initiation, there was actual changes made from the hierarchy of life within the student's energy field. And their central core was opened up to flow 10 times more life. And they were given 4 new guides and special connection and permission to receive information from God in the hierarchy. So with this initiation, the student actually became formally part of the team that serves mankind here on the earth and serves God. And these people were called the initiates. And there was different levels of initiation. So the more study and the more devoted the student became, and the better they mastered their energy, the higher the level of initiation was bestowed upon them. And with each initiation would come more power and also more responsibility. So, this is how it worked within the mystery school. Ancient secret techniques for the evolution of mankind were commonly used on the monks within the mystery school to develop them to their highest potential, which is having your own God self embodied within your physical body. And so, because of this, many people from these ancient mystery schools are very well known in history and have been remembered for thousands of years. One of those people was the name of Noah. Another went by the name of Jesus. Still another went by the name of Leonardo da Vinci. These are all people who were in these mystery schools back in their time. And because of their participation in these mystery schools, they received ancient high knowledge and teachings and special healings and empowerment that allowed them to embody their spiritual gifts and put them as powerful people within society that had so much to offer mankind. And this tradition goes on today. The mystery schools are still teaching and still initiating. The difference is now these mystery schools are open to the public. And now anybody can receive the initiation so long as they pledge themselves into a role of service and helping mankind. So again, I say, if this is of interest to you, you might look at the Rocky Mountain Mystery School website at rmmsint.com. So, next I want to talk about one of the greats of this mystery school, which is King Solomon. King Solomon lived about 3,000 years ago, and he had a huge temple. His father, King David, had the plans for this temple, but it was not appropriate for him to build a temple because he was such a warrior. So he passed it on to his son, and his son built the most magnificent temple that held hundreds of thousands of people. It was like a city. And the whole city was there to support the temples within it. And there was people who cleaned, there was people who cooked and harvest food. Everybody worked together to prepare for the needs of the temple. And there were thousands and thousands of people who worked together in the temple. You might be wondering what they did. What would somebody spend all their time in the temple for? Well, King Solomon had this idea. He knew, because he was part of this ancient lineage, this mystery school, he knew of mankind's fulfillment. He knew that mankind was destined to embody their God self within the physical. And so he took it upon himself to do everything he could to make this happen within his lifetime. So he sent forth, with his great funding and the power that he had, he sent forth all around the world for people to come to the temple. He brought shamans and mystics and healers and medicine men from every tribe around the globe. And he brought them all to Egypt, to the temple, where he could work with them. And in the temple, in their sacred holy spaces that they created with their ancient rituals, and the covenants that they had fortified with the different agents of the hierarchy of light, they were able to bring forth guidance from God and the hierarchy of light and the angels and the masters, and to work with these beings in the temple to learn how to better work with them, to learn how to evolve mankind, and to learn how to empower each of us in our physical and spiritual growth. They worked on this for over 20 years in the temple. Thousands of people working together day after day in the temple, supported by a whole society around them of hundreds of thousands of people whose sole goal, duty, was to support these temples and to provide what was needed so these people could do this work. This is one of the greatest undertakings ever done by mankind. And King Solomon has gone down in history as being the wisest man to ever live. King Solomon was the leader of this mystery school. In his time, he did amazing things for the growth of mankind. And this information has then been passed down within the mystery schools for the last 3,000 years. If you move forward to current time, you come to America circa 1997. And the mystery school in the Americas is being held by the Native American Indians. The Native American Indians had been holding the American Mystery School and the Heart Chakra for the planet for many, many, many years. Thousands, probably. And the problem being that the ancient ways of the American Indian had been extremely disturbed by the coming of the white man to the United States. And with most of the Indians living on reservations and the influence of the white man upon their societies, a lot of the power and ancient teachings that these Indians were carrying was starting to become in danger. And they were not at this time able to do the role that was necessary of the American Mystery School. And so what happened was the hierarchy directed a man from Europe to come over to America and to take over the American Mystery School. And a man that originated in Iceland by the name of Gudni Gudnason came to the Americas at the instruction of the hierarchy and received from the Native American Indians the keys to the Mystery School and the responsibility to hold the heart chakra energy and to bring it down into the physical for mankind's benefit so they could have their experience here on the earth. The Native American Indians were not in a position to open up and teach openly to the whole world, to all the different races, their most sacred secrets of the of their tradition. And for this reason, the Mystery School had to be handed over to somebody else, because it was not the way of the Indians to teach openly to the white man. And so with the keys handed over to this new leader, Gudni Gudnason, the hierarchy then instructed Gudni to start teaching openly to the whole world these ancient secrets of empowerment and growth that had been held secret within the Mystery School since the beginning of mankind's experience on this planet. Gudni had spent his whole life studying in the Mystery Schools. He had studied in the secret closed Mystery Schools that were not open to the public. He had studied in Europe. He had studied in Africa. He had studied in Tibet. He had been around studying for his whole life at these different Mystery Schools. And so he was in perfect preparation to take on the job bringing these teachings out to the public, to be the one Mystery School that would open to the public and bring these sacred ancient teachings and empowerments to the world publicly. And so he did, in 1997, start teaching classes. And now, in 2008, classes are available in 22 different countries around the United States. I mean, around the world. 22 countries around the world. And the Mystery School tradition is going strong. And things have changed a bit over the last few thousand years, but the core teachings are still intact. And they're still handed down. And the ancient initiation process is still intact and still handed down. And when you are initiated into this brotherhood, you will receive great blessings from the spiritual realm. And this is a wonderful thing. This information is being brought to the public so that mankind can make an evolutionary leap at this time into a higher dimension, to move our consciousness up from this third and fourth dimensional focus up into a fifth and possibly sixth-dimensional focus, and thus leave behind a lot of the lower vibration strife and troubles that we experience. Much of this duality and the war and the famine and pestilence can be left behind if we would just embrace the light and move forward. But this is going to require a lot from people. People need to step forth and empower themselves, and they need to do it within the time frame available for this shift, because the planets and the galaxies move and they come into alignment, opening certain portals, and the portals are open right now, and therefore this knowledge is being given freely to everyone, so that those who choose can step forward, empower themselves, embody their godhood, and move up in the dimensional realm. But this portal does not stay open forever, and time is of the essence. And if we're going to bring the planet up into this next dimension, we need a lot of people to get on board. So, if this calls to you at all, I ask you to please check out our website, check out the Rocky Mountain Mystery School website, and see if this is right for you. See if there's something that you can receive from these teachings. This is not a religion. We do not tell you how to live your life, but there is huge wisdom available which will teach you how to live your life in a way that helps you to become empowered and create what you desire. So partake of this fruit with me and see your life blossom into something grander and greater than it has been. These are the most powerful secrets known to man, and they are being given publicly. I meet people and they complain that they have to pay for this. Why should I have to pay to receive this initiation? Spiritual things should be free. Well, my answer is that money is the exchange we use here, and everything must be in balance. And what these people offer you is of huge power and huge value. So if you are not willing to offer something and sacrifice something in return, then how can you receive it? You would just put yourself out of balance. I have yet to meet anybody on this path doing this work that is getting rich or making money off of it. So I would say that it is more a tradition of what can you offer, what can you sacrifice to your fellow man so that they can grow and prosper, than it is one of what can you charge your fellow man and get out of them. Because I have yet to see anybody making a profit off this, but there are huge costs involved, and there is huge power and empowerment involved. So thus there is a monetary exchange. So these mystery school teachings are available in many places around the world. And if they interest you, please go to the website and look at it. It's rmmsint.com. And our website is www.crystaltemple.org. We offer lots of these teachings here at our temple. We offer adept initiation, which is the first initiation into the Brotherhood of Light, which gives you 10 times more light flow through your central core, 4 new guides, increased communication and protection from the hierarchy of light, and a redirection of your will to align it with the will of God and the will of the universe, as well as membership within the Mystery School, the Mystery School newsletter subscription for 1 year, and a 50-page manual that covers all the secrets of the universe, such as the Kabbalah, the structure of the hierarchy of light, the structure of mankind and its energy systems and its consciousness, all the basics are in this manual, along with approximately 10 to 12 very powerful ancient rituals that are only given to initiates that call down the powers of different angelic and heavenly beings to bring forth energies into your life of empowerment, healing, and protection. So if this sounds of interest to you, just contact us. We also offer training in astral travel, meditation, channeling, working with your spiritual gifts, alchemy, shamanism, spiritual teaching, healing, sacred geometries, psychic abilities, Egyptian mysteries, Enochian magic, and much more. All offered through the Rocky Mountain Mystery School and available here at the Crystal Temple in Portland, Oregon. If you're out of the area, you can receive some of our services remotely. And we have put together a program in September where you can come and receive a full week of training all day and night for 5 days. So you only have to make one trip to receive a great quantity of training. It's hard to travel here and take one class at a time. So we put it all together for those of you out of the area so you can come and take it all in one shot. You can have a wonderful week here at the temple, which is a beautiful place, and you will actually go home a completely different person, I guarantee it. So that's coming up in September. You can find information about it on our website. So I guess sum things up a little bit here. Teachings are available with the Mystery School in 22 countries. There are still 6 other mystery schools which are not teaching publicly. They are not open to the public because, like I said, the job of the Mystery School is to hold in place certain energy structures so that mankind can have its experience here on the planet. And the Mystery School that is open to the public, the Rocky Mountain Mystery School, is teaching in 22 different countries. They have a headquarters in Japan. We have an administrative headquarters here in Portland. We have a North American headquarters in Toronto. So I guess that concludes my talk today about mystery schools. And if you have any further questions, please give us a call. So I'd like to go over a couple upcoming things on our schedule. What we have coming the next week. Friday night we have a goddess circle. It starts at 7 p.m. And the focus of this goddess circle is going to be the goddess Hathor. And that is followed by a dance. The music of this week is going to be techno trance music. And that should be starting at 9 p.m. On Sunday, we have some fun activities. We are going to be having a tribal belly dancing demonstration. And this is to give a demonstration so that for new people who might want to sign up. We do a tribal belly dancing program here at the Crystal Temple. It meets every week on Sunday. And it's a 6-week program, and we're about ready to start a new one, so we're having a demonstration on Sunday at 7. Also on Sunday evening, we are having a demonstration of Aikido. We have an Aikido instructor that works with us, and they're going to start teaching Aikido out of the temple. So at 7:30 p.m., he's going to offer a free demonstration and beginner class to give you some of the basics of Aikido to see if it is something that you would like to study or not. Aikido is a martial art that works by diverting your opponent's energy in certain manners to your advantage. So if, say, somebody were to come at you, you would take their energy and divert it around you, and thus they would miss in their attack. So it's quite a neat form of martial art, because it is very energy focused on working with higher dimensionals. So next week we have the drum circle at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, and tonight we're having a Reiki circle at 7 p.m. So that kind of sums up the upcoming program. And I think I'll just leave you here with a short reading from a book. The Attitude of the Real Student. There is only God acting in this situation, and He will bring right and justice out of it. I'm going to say that again. There is only God acting in this situation, and He will bring right and justice out of it. Sounds like live and let God to me. But just know it, and it'll be. And thus your life will be much better. Looks like I have another minute or two, so I want to say that coming up in August, we've got some wonderful programs here. We have the head of the mystery school himself, Mr. Goodney Goodnesson, coming to the United States, and he will be at the Crystal Temple teaching some wonderful programs. Now, these are programs that have never been taught before in the United States. The first one is going to be real ghost hunting. And he's going to give out secrets of secret training on how to ghost hunt, exorcism, and things of the like. So, and this has a low price. So for a class with the master of the mystery school, pre-sale tickets are only $150. That's quite an afternoon you don't want to miss. And then the next day, we have vampire magic. And the vampire magic class is actually powerful magical techniques for bringing protection, healing, and ritual. So this is something that you can use in your day-to-day life, and it is very powerful work. And this class has never been available before in the U.S. So if it's of interest, just give us a contact. And I'd like to thank you for listening to us today. This is David Recht speaking on Crystal Temple Radio on bbsradio.com. And we invite you to come back every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern to listen to our show. And so have a wonderful evening, and I thank you for listening.